Sean Patrick Maloney, how's life in Congress? Tell us what it's like to become a congressman and to fit in. Do you go to the gym?
Well, it's a great honor to be trusted by the voters of the 18th District. I take it very seriously. I do go to the gym. It's the best way I know to keep your head about you. And believe it or not, you actually get to know your colleagues in a way that you don't on the House floor. And I mean that sincerely. I think I've had some very good conversations with folks across the aisle while, you know, doing a lat pull down.
You are of the same opinion I am, that people might be willing to just go a little bit extra for you just because they play basketball with you.
Look, I think relationships are important. I think we have to remember we're all human beings. I think one of the things that frustrates folks about Washington that I heard all year is that they don't understand, you know, how people treat other people that way. They don't understand how people can be so petty, so childish, all the bickering, all the nonsense. What I heard loud and clear is they want us to get together, work together. We don't have to agree on everything to do some things. And, you know, Chris Gibson and I, who's my Republican congressional neighbor to the north, he and I sat at the State of the Union together. And you got to get there kind of early to get a good seat. So he and I spoke for an hour and a half about amendments to the Farm Bill. We're both on that committee, and we're going to work together on about five different amendments to the Farm Bill this year that'll help people in the Hudson Valley. There's not a Democratic or a Republican way to help farmers. You know, you just got to know people and work together.
Well, okay, but Sean, just to pursue that for a moment, aren't you afraid that somebody will say he's helping our Republican enemies stay in office?
Well, I don't care about that. I'm not in Washington to be the Democrat in Washington. I'm there to represent the people who gave me their voice and their vote in Washington. And that's a very serious responsibility. There'll be plenty of time for all this political silliness next year, hopefully later next year. This year, I want to work. I want to get some problems solved for people in the Hudson Valley. I think fixing problems is the best politics, and I don't care whether it's Democrats or Republicans who have good ideas.
Well, now, I know Chris Gibson pretty well, interviewed him any number of times on this very show, and I like him. He's a nice man. Do you think being nice has anything to do with political success?
Oh, I think nice is always a good way to go through life, but I had a friend at the White House who used to say, nice is never the problem. Look, this is about being professional and doing a job for the people who pay the bills, you know, the taxpayers. I mean, when you go to work as a lawyer or a farmer or a shop steward, you know, you don't ask the politics of the person on the line next to you or across the desk, especially if you're representing clients. You do your job and you do it professionally. And allowing personal issues to get in the way of doing your job would be unacceptable in any other environment. So I'm very eager to get along with people. Relationships are critically important. But at the end of the job, we all have a job to do, and we got to do it. And I think if Washington just had more people who just saw it as their responsibility to fix problems and work together, we'd be a much better country.
So tell us about, because, you know, we're all interested in your adjustment. What kind of an office did they give you?
Alan, you are very concerned about me. I'm doing just fine.
Sean, you don't get it. I think, you know, that while you want to talk policy, and I well respect that, you know, I think a lot of us are interested in what it's like to go and do this job.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I'll give you a personal story. So, you know, on the floor of the House when we were swearing in, you know, they have your kids on the floor, and my 10-year-old looked up to me, and, you know, if anybody's got small kids, they know this look, and she said, "Dad, I'm going to be sick." And it took me about 10 tenths of a second to realize she meant it. And I said to the guy next to me, who also had his kids on his lap, Tim Walz from Minnesota, "Tim, I got to go. My kid's going to throw up." And we ran off the House floor and into the women's room, right off the floor of the House, which was my first trip to the women's room, I can tell you that. And so, look, going to Congress is like everything else. It's a mixture of the awe-inspiring and professional sometimes, but it's also, we're just a family trying to make sense of it all. You know, I got a great office on the fifth floor of Longworth. I hope the constituents, when they're in town, will come by and see me. It's their office.
Do you walk or do you take the elevator?
I do both. It's, you know, the tunnels underground are very convenient. There's a subway that my kids love. But I also like to walk right across outside up the big steps and onto the House floor, mostly because it's the easiest way to find the House floor. If you go through the big steps in the front, you can't miss it. You can't get too lost.
Right. And do you have a refrigerator in your office?
I do have a refrigerator in my office, and it's full of local products, which we're allowed to accept and which I'm very happy to have. So, you know, Pepsi Pepsi is a local business, which has donated certain stuff. So for my constituents who come in, they can get locally generated New York Hudson Valley products.
When I worked in Canon as an intern 1,000 years ago, there were no refrigerators, which is why I asked you the question. And every morning they would deliver a big bucket of ice outside the door. And since
was there a milk wagon?
There's a milk wagon too. We're talking about 1964. And
Come on, man. I mean, we gotta get up to date. It's great. And you know, I work too hard to. I am too excited to be there to be complaining about my office. I have a great office. It's right above the cafeteria. It's above the four bank elevator. For the folks who come, they can get in and out real easy. I hope people will visit. I mean, I think it's great when people come stop by from the district. I always try to come out of my office and say hello. It reminds me what I'm doing there.
Now, your district is a very competitive district. You know, people come, people go.
Well, we're going to break that cycle.
I was just going to say, so you have a plan?
Well, I've got a plan. It's called doing the work. I mean, I think the thing I learned from the person who preceded me was that if you get caught up in this Washington nonsense, people start to feel like you're not working for them, and they're right. I mean, I hope will judge me based on whether I'm fixing problems, whether I'm getting clean water for the folks at Hopewell Junction, whether I'm getting Taylor Biomass up and running. 300 guys should be working out there tomorrow. I'm working very hard on that with the White House right now. You know, I want people to judge me on whether I'm helping the biotech industry in Westchester, whether I'm getting the TIFIA loan for the Tappan Zee Bridge so people get to and from work faster. You know, that is the yardstick I use. And so you bet it's a competitive district. I think that's good. I think that if more people in Congress were worried about losing their job, we'd get more agreement, more work, and more things done.
How do you do this? I mean, how does the word get out? You say the TIFIA loan. I bet you that not one out of, you know, 500,000 people know what a TIFIA loan is. So
they don't need to know. That's what they hire me for. I mean,
but how do they know you know? Is my question.
Well, look, the taxpayers are paying the bills so that people like me get them across the bridge and safely into work faster. And the nuts and bolts of that, you know, that's my job. The TIFIA loan is a federal loan program that will be about $2 billion. It will make the construction of the Tappan Zee Bridge happen in our lifetimes. I mean, it happens fast.
Yes, but when they're...
Sean, when
they're crossing over the bridge and driving over, looking carefully so not to go in it, under it or around it, do they say, thank God for Sean Patrick Maloney, he's helped make this bridge real? How do they know that? How do you get the word out?
Well, look, I think people in Washington should be less concerned with getting credit and more concerned with getting things done. I mean, I always feel that people know when you're working for them. I mean, we've got press people and there's political people, and there'll be plenty of people worried about that. It's not my job to worry about that. It's my job to get it done. It's my job to put points on the board to help regular middle-class, working-class folks, taxpayers in the Hudson Valley. And it's a box score, and people won't always know everything when it happens. But I think if you look around Washington, the people who are successful, the people who are serving their constituents, people who are worth the money the taxpayers are paying for them, spend a lot more time fixing problems and a lot less time trying to get credit for those problems.
Well, Sean Patrick Maloney, always great to have you with us. It's always fun. And
and
when we come back the next time, I'm going to ask you about, you know, no budget, no pay.
Okay. Sounds good.